Good morning, good morning. Welcome to my Greenville home. It is your host here today and every Saturday. I'm Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty, Greenville Upstate. We're here every Saturday just to bring you the latest news and information, advice to help you make a smart real estate decision. And also one of the other things we enjoy doing here on my Greenville home is just connecting the community of Greenville. And whether that's introducing you to a new business, a new restaurant, whatever it might be. We really like to help promote folks that are out there and have started a business and are making Greenville what it really is in terms of a great community. And so we like to connect the community as well. And we're going to be chatting a little bit today about another person who really does an amazing job of helping people connect with our community in particular that are moving here, that are relocating to the upstate. And wow, there are a lot of people looking at the upstate of South Carolina, not just Greenville, but all throughout the whole up at what I call kind of the I-85 corridor. So wherever you can kind of hear me now on the radio, whether it's Anderson, Spartanburg, even up into North Carolina, people are coming here and they are attracted to what we have in Greenville. And that's just a great place to live, a great place to work. There's plenty of opportunity for jobs. The people are special. They're nice. They're friendly. And we just want to do everything we can to keep it that way, even as we grow. And so that's part of my mission here on my Greenville home is just to help us all stay connected and working for each other's good and keeping Greenville what it has been. Even as we grow, we have to accept the fact that a community does need to grow in order to thrive. And that creates frustrations for folks. But like I said, I want to just help keep Greenville as much as it has been as we grow and accept new people here in the upstate of South Carolina. So we got a great show today, and we are actually going to focus on Greenville and just kind of talk about things that we're seeing, things that are on the horizon, some great things happening here in Greenville. And I've got a special guest on with us today, and he has been on several times, repeat guest, and always get great feedback when Mike Cruz from Make Greenville Yours is on with us because he provides just such a great insight to what's going on, a great insight to who is looking at Greenville, why they are looking at Greenville in the upstate. And so we're going to be chatting with Mike here in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to make sure that you know that we've got a great website called mygreenvillehome.com. It's why we named this show My Greenville Home, just to kind of keep that connected. So if you're out and are looking to get more information about real estate in particular, or just connect with some different resources that we have there on our website, mygreenvillehome.com is a really good place to start. And I've got some great content on there for you. And, of course, we're on all the different social media sites out there. We're really putting out some hopefully great content that is helpful for you as you contemplate different thoughts on real estate and keeping it very local. So go to Facebook and follow us there, Hamilton & Company at Keller Williams Realty, Greenville Upstate. If you just search Hamilton & Company, we should come up. Got some great things for you to watch for there, of course, on Instagram and all those different things out there. We'd love for you to connect and communicate with us and let us know different things that you're looking for on the radio show, what we can help bring you content wise and things that you are looking for. So go to mygreenvillehome.com. Got a resources tab right there at the top. You can listen to some of our past shows, see some of our guests that have been on. You can review some of our testimonials. And of course, if you have a referral for us, we would really appreciate that. We are grateful for every referral, and we have a great reward system in there on our website that you can connect with. You can see that we just as a thank you for referring, whether it's a buyer or a seller or someone even thinking about real estate, we have a great VIP program that we would love to just give you a gift. So check that out. It's all at mygreenvillehome.com. And we're going to be diving into some of those things on there today. Every week, our show is brought to you with sponsorship from Daryl Holland at the Holland Law Firm. They do a great job. They are specifically a professional real estate law firm. So they deal with all things real estate from a legal perspective. So here in South Carolina, when you buy property, you as the purchaser get to pick your attorney. And we close with attorneys. Some states have title companies here in South Carolina. The attorneys close those. An attorney needs to be present during a closing. And they at the Holland Law Firm just do a spectacular job. We appreciate our relationship with them. They treat all of our clients with absolute total respect and do a super job. So that's why we're proud to connect you with them. If you are looking to purchase here in the Upstate, you can go to upstateclosings.com or give them a call, 864-467-0500. Better yet, if you're in a real estate transaction, just mention to your agent, hey, we'd like to use the Holland Law Firm, and they will connect you with them, put them on the contract. Well, we are chatting about Greenville today, and we're going to be talking about things happening here. And whenever we decide to do a deep dive into what's going on in Greenville, I always like to have Mike Kruse on with Make Greenville Yours. He is a relocation expert, helps people look at the upstate from a kind of a neutral. He's not trying to sell them anything. He's just helping them get acquainted. And so we love to have Mike on, great friend of our team, and just a super guy. So Mike, thanks for coming on today with us. We really appreciate you taking a little time. And just for folks who aren't familiar with what Make Greenville Yours is or not familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thanks, Dan. And as always, I greatly appreciate being with you. And I get great satisfaction working with your team, quality folks. But for the listening audience, once again, I'm a semi-retired pastor at Hampton Park Baptist Church. And I'm a guy who's passionate about my community. And I own and operate Make Greenville Yours. So that's the sum of it.
Awesome. So what is Make Greenville Yours? What exactly do you do?
Well, the Lord allowed me to organically develop a tour business about 6 years ago called Make Greenville Yours. While eating at a good friend's restaurant downtown, Sully Steamers, one you're familiar with, I'm sure, and a lot of our listeners are, I would go there once or twice a week. And one morning, October 2015, I was there and I met three people from Miami, Florida. A young couple and the girl's mom. And they were talking about how they had always lived in Miami, were tired of it, and were thinking about moving to Texas or Oregon. But they saw Greenville on the internet and decided to check it out. So I said, what are you going to do today? And they said, we're going to try to make sense out of Greenville. And I made them a kind of an unusual offer. I don't think this would happen in many cities, if any cities. I offered to give them an informal, impromptu tour of Greenville. I had some free time. And believe it or not, they didn't know me. I didn't know them. They got in my full-size Tundra truck. I gave them that tour, dropped them off the visitor center. And the young girl, the couple, before she got out of the truck, she said, I started out with an interest in Greenville. Now I love it. And they moved to Greer 2 months later, became good friends of ours. And the mom had been telling me her and her husband were going to retire to Beaufort, South Carolina. And she got out of the truck and she said, we're not retiring to Beaufort. We're retiring to Greenville. And sure enough, they retired a little over a year ago and moved to Greenville. So that planted a thought in my little pea brain that there was a need. We had many folks coming to Greenville and weren't really able to make sense out of our precious community. So I made arrangements to have coffee with Mayor Knox White. I had known him for a number of years, bounced the idea off of him. And he said, Mike, nobody does anything like that. He thought it was a great idea. And he encouraged me to pursue it. So here we are almost 6 years later.
Wow. What a great story. I always love hearing that. And just seeing how you just open-mindedly have been able to be used to connect with a lot of people that are looking at Greenville. So we're chatting with Mike Kruse, Make Greenville Yours. You are listening to My Greenville Home. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Mike on who's moving to Greenville and why. And so you want to stick around and hear that. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We'll be right back.
I've tried to cut these thorns. I'm on top of the world.
All right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in today. We are here every Saturday morning, have been for many years here on the airwaves of the upstate of South Carolina, and really appreciate you tuning in, listening, giving us feedback, referring business to the Hamilton & Company team. Super grateful for all that the Greenville community has meant to us and to me and our team. And if we can ever help you in any way, you can connect with us at 864-527-7685 or anytime at mygreenvillehome.com. We're chatting about Greenville, one of my favorite topics because it's just such an amazing place. In fact, yesterday I was on the phone with a salesperson who's with a company out of Canada, and she said, "Oh, Greenville." She's like, "I love Greenville. It's such a great place. I have a family in North Carolina, and whenever we are down there, we definitely make a trip to Greenville because it's such a great place." And you just hear that. I was actually in Hawaii earlier in the summer, and I saw a family with a Clemson hat and started talking to them on the beach. And you know, they were actually from California, but they were looking at Clemson for their daughter because they love the upstate community and they love Clemson, and just really, really neat to see. So the word is out. People are coming to Greenville. I just haven't seen anything like it over the past year since I've been in the real estate business for almost 20 years. A lot of people are looking at Greenville. So I wanted to bring on Mike Cruz with Make Greenville Yours because he is the front line of people that are looking at Greenville, and they go on the internet. They'll a lot of times find his website and connect with him to get a tour of Greenville. So Mike, thanks for coming on today. Really appreciate it. Always good to catch up with you. Tell us, I guess, as we kind of dive into it, who do you see now looking at Greenville? Why are they looking at Greenville, and where are they coming from?
Well, that's a great question. Some of it's remained the same. You can get folks from the Northeast, Chicago area, Florida. Some people move down there from the North and they live there year round and get a little disillusioned, maybe too hot, too buggy, too long, and they miss the change of seasons. And one hurricane gets their attention. As we know, they move halfway back. We call them halfbacks to the Carolinas. And then recently, some things that have been changing, getting more from the West Coast, from like California and Texas, particularly Sacramento area, Austin area. And so usually the reasons people are moving here are one of three, if not all three. They're tired of the winters if they're up north. They're tired of the taxes if they're in any of those places that I just mentioned. And they're tired of the politics. So that usually will fit all those people who are kind of looking to come here. And yeah. I will tell you this, remote working has really opened up the opportunities for people to move where they weren't able to move before, and they can live wherever they want. And Greenville is just on the top of the list for many folks.
Yeah, that's interesting. That was actually going to be my next question, because I read about this, the idea of, we can work remotely now. We're doing this separately. We're on Zoom recording. So you are really, in fact, seeing that people are saying, you know what, I can work anywhere, I can live anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good. Without
question.
Wow. That's amazing. So, as you look at, the kind of pinpointing the demographics of folks, are they still working? Are some of them retiring? Do they have families, or is it just everything?
It is across the board. And it's more of the younger families now, just going back again to the idea that they can work remotely. Mm-hmm. Before, it would be the folks that are considering retirement. And you know this as well as I do. It may not be next year or 2 years. Sometimes people, they'll do research for 5 to 10 years ahead, anticipating retirement. And then they have a strategy, like every year they'll take their vacation to a certain community in the country, and they're going to check it out. So they do. There's some folks that do that kind of extensive research.
Yeah. It's crazy. You see that end. And then I've had some clients who they literally, they might be driving through Greenville, stop, look at it, and we're like, we're coming here. This is amazing.
I'll tell you, I have a good relationship with the KOA up in Traverse Rest. The Grubs up there who own that are really sweet people. Great family, and they've been referring folks to me, people in their RVs who would come down, and like you're saying, they may just be visiting, but then they're curious. But then you have people more intentional, like last week I gave a tour to a couple, you talk about families, they had four young children, seven down to one. And they sold their property in Sacramento, and they're living out of their RV, and they are on an adventure to find where they want to live. So they're staying at the KOA, and they got referred to me. And so we're trying to figure out how they could do the tour with a couple with four children. I mean, my three-hour tour is not designed for four young children. Their eyes would glaze over. But what I did was I arranged for the parents to each tag onto a tour that I had scheduled. So they took turns via different tours. Yeah, but they absolutely loved their area.
Yeah. So that kind of raises a good point. So you said you start out in a tundra. I would imagine the gas got a little out of control cost-wise on that. So now I think you have a minivan, so you can fit a few more people.
I do. I have a comfortable 8-passenger Toyota Sienna van. And sometimes I've given tours, as you know, to groups of realtors. And so I'll get access to a 15-passenger van if need be. What people, and even people who lived here for years, don't fully appreciate, Greenville has a rhythm. It has a story to tell. And that's basically what I do, is I tell the story. And folks, they'll live in a certain part of our greater Greenville area, and they'll know that area, but they won't know how all these towns kind of flow together. And I love that we're all in this together. We're all proud of our community together.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because we can't get into silos, right? You know, we live in a certain part of town, we get comfortable with that, and we don't, you know, if you live in Cherrydale, you may not really know what's going on in Five Forks, because it's, you know, 30-minute drive. So if folks are, you know, people might be driving around right now, I'm thinking, goodness, you know, maybe I've lived in Greenville for a couple years, and I want to get to know it more. How can they connect with you to set up a tour?
Well, they get on my website, makegreenvilleyours.com, and it's pretty self-explanatory. You can schedule a tour. Since I'm a semi-retired pastor and I do have ministry responsibilities, but I also have flexibility, I don't have any scheduled times, so it's all done by appointment. And I will tell you this, that I do everything I can to accommodate somebody. I never want anybody to come to Greenville and leave Greenville without knowing what we have to offer. So I've done tours at night just to make sure somebody sees our community. So they may just find out about me and say, listen, we're only here for another day. If there's any way I can make that tour happen, I'm going to make it happen. And for our residents, the same thing. Or they can just call me at 864-363-8628, and we make it happen.
Yeah. So either go online, makegreenvilleyours.com, or give Mike a call. You can submit your information right there to them. Just out of curiosity, on average, how many tours a week do you give?
Well, the last 4 or 5 months, it's really kicked into gear, and I've probably been averaging maybe 6 tours a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And it's kind of pushed a bit.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how many you've given total, like, since you've been doing this?
I've estimated it's close to 1,000 tours.
Wow.
And so I'm meeting people, obviously, from all over. And as a pastor, I have to share this with you. I see everybody as created in God's image, uniquely, with their own set of gifts and their own story to tell. So for me, it never loses its appeal. I'm just fascinated with every person or couple or family that gives me the pleasure of spending a full 3 hours with them. While I can tell my story or our story of Greenville, I also get an opportunity to hear their story. So by the end of the tour, we've become friends.
Yeah.
And it's a great experience.
Yeah. I hear that a lot from people that have done the tour with you. They're like, man, we just, you know, we feel like we've known Mike forever after 3 hours. And every tour is pretty customizable, right? I mean, if they say, here's kind of some specific things I want to hear about or know about, you can kind of customize that.
It's flexible, but I caution people. I've designed my tour in such a way that I'm showing them things I believe they need to know.
Right.
But if they're very informed and they're very specific, I will try to accommodate that.
Yeah.
But sometimes people don't know what they don't know.
Right. Yeah. Well, Mike, wrapping up, curious about this. I know that you kind of have some inside information because, like you mentioned, you're friends with the mayor, you connect with business owners downtown. What do you see, anything that you see on the horizon exciting happening in Greenville?
Well, of course, the Unity Park is really moving along, and they're hoping to have that done next spring. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
With three bridges crossing over the Reedy River and the Swamp Rabbit Trail on either side of it, two warehouses on the back half of either end of the park, and they've been repurposed. And there's going to be a big amphitheater and a 100-foot tower you can climb up and look around the vista. And they're going to have play areas around that park for kids. So it's really going to be family-friendly, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. And, of course, the city right now is pursuing a convention center down there off Academy Street, mm-hmm. right in that parking lot next to Embassy Suites. So they've been having some public hearings, and they're looking about the footprint and how big does it actually have to be to really serve the purpose and the parking. So they're working through the bugs on that. So hopefully that'll all work out. And I tell people, as I give the vision, every one of these surrounding towns of Greenville benefit from Greenville's success. Right. So it's because the real estate values are going up, people are moving further out, they get more bang for their buck. And each one of these surrounding towns, like Malden, Simpsonville, Taylor's, Greer, Travelers Rest, they all have master plans, like the Pinestone development and Travelers Rest. Big deal. You need to follow it. Bridgestone, Bridgeway Station Project in Malden off 385.
Yeah.
I just encourage our people to be informed and be excited about their community. GBL Today, Upstate Business Journal, you read those and you'll stay informed.
Yeah.
So these people, just real quick, these people are coming down. I tell them, on the sake of our natives, remember why you're leaving where you're leaving. You're coming here for a purpose. So right. Help embrace it, help enhance it, and just don't tell our folks how you did it, where you came from. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, so we have a lot to be thankful for.
Well, we are out of time, Mike. Always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on today. Mike Cruz, Make Greenville Yours. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We'll be right back.
I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world. We've done this for a while now.
All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. We really appreciate Mike Cruz coming on today with us. Make Greenville Yours. If you want to connect with him, just go to makegreenvilleyours.com, and you can do that. Maybe you are a small business owner, and you want you've got some folks that have recently moved to Greenville. You want them to connect and know more about Greenville. That would be a great thing for you to connect with there. So we always appreciate Mike coming on, chatting with us about what's happening in Greenville. He mentioned there at the end, Unity Park. That is super exciting. I think that's still a little bit under the radar for a lot of folks of how amazing that's going to be and just how the scale of what's going to happen there at Unity Park and what that's going to do for Greenville. I think you're going to be surprised. That he mentioned the convention center as well. So it's just a lot happening in Greenville. He's talked a lot about folks that are coming here, why they're coming here. They're attracted to the quality of life. They're attracted to our political climate. And I love what he said there at the end. Just, he always reminds them to not forget why they're leaving, where they're leaving, and the reasons for that, and to try to make sure that they don't bring those things here to Greenville, because we want to, as much as possible, just keep that character, the quality of Greenville the way it has been for so many years, why people are attracted to Greenville. And so always good to have Mike. And like I said, go to makegreenvilleyours.com to connect with him and take a look at that. Well, I want to tell you about a couple listings that we have at the Hamilton & Company team. If you are a buyer, you're actually in a good spot right now compared to, say, 2 or 3 months ago. Interest rates are still incredibly low. There's a little more inventory on the market, and I would say some of the heat has been taken out of the market to where, I feel like 60 days ago in June, May, you had to basically make an offer on your way to see the house. You had to put in your offer immediately because a lot of times there are multiple offers. It was going overbid, overask, all those things. And I think the heat is just kind of, it's cooled off a little bit. I'm not saying that it's, we're not seeing anything like a dip at all, but it's just, it's a little bit of a lull. So it's kind of like when you're in the ocean, the waves, they come in, they come out, they crash, and we're seeing a little bit of a calm. And if you are a buyer, this is a good time maybe to kind of dip your toes back in, take a look and see what's out there. So I want to tell you about a listing that we have in the Pebble Creek area. Kristen Collins on our team has a great listing there. 212 Golf View Lanes in the Fairway View section of Pebble Creek. Pebble Creek's an awesome neighborhood. I lived there for many years. Love it. Super location. You can get to Greenville very quickly. Awesome schools, super neighbors. This is a great, great house. If you're looking for a lot of house for the money, this is it. 212 Golf View Lane. As it says, it does have a great view of the golf course. And it's about almost 4,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, and an amazing private pool. A lot of folks have, over the past year, been very, very attracted to the houses with pools. We're seeing a lot of people building pools. So if you want to go through that whole hassle of building your own pool, this home has already got it. It's a very southern, traditional style brick home, $590,000. So under $600,000 in Pebble Creek, huge, huge house, almost 4,000 square feet on an acre with an amazing private backyard oasis pool. So go on to mygreenvillehome.com, check that out. You're going to love it. And we would love to show you that home even this weekend. Price was just reduced, so it just got under $600,000. So that kind of tells you a little bit. Now you're seeing some price reductions out there. That means sellers are understanding that the market is changing a little bit, a little bit of a lull, and they are adjusting prices. So that's why I'm saying if you're a buyer, this is a really good little opportunity to jump in there and take advantage. So it's still a competitive market, which means the market is fast paced. Homes, especially when you get under $300,000, the average price now of a home in Greenville over $300,000. So when you get under that average, it's still pretty fast paced, and you got to be ready. So it's been a busy year, a lot of demand. The challenge for agents out there is to make sure that we're elevating our clients above the crowd. So how can we help as agents, buyers and sellers have a competitive advantage in a kind of a winner-take-all market, right? Because as I talked about on Your Carolina a couple weeks ago, I'm always cognizant and aware that, you know, if you put a home out there and you have 15 offers on it, only one person, one family is going to be the one that is accepted, right? So 14 families are going to be frustrated. They're going to they get their heart set on a house and make an offer, go through all that process, and you don't get it. And so it is a winner take all, right? I mean, there's only one winner of a bid on a home. So here are some kind of personal recommendations that I have for especially agents out there. I know there are some agents out there that listen to the show, and we want to always make sure that we are putting our clients first, but we're also treating each other with respect. So, we always want to be pleasant, but not a pushover. So every real estate transaction has an emotional content. This is one area where buyers can have an advantage. I encourage our clients to present themselves as the type of person the seller wants to trust. And they want to sell the home to these folks. The goal is to make the seller feel good about selling you their home. So 5 pieces of advice that we can give to potential buyers out there: be kind, congenial, complimentary. A lot of times the buyer and seller may not necessarily meet or talk, but there are, when you're in someone's home, sometimes there are cameras out there. They can kind of see your reaction. There are different ways where they can kind of gauge your level of kindness. Maybe it is accommodating seller when it comes to showings and different things there. Number two, always have a sense of humor. Let's not take ourselves or what we're doing too seriously. Don't come across as high maintenance. Express genuine gratitude to the seller. Seller has a lot of times when you're looking at homes, they've spent some time preparing that home to be ready. They have maybe interrupted a dinner or family time and left for you to come in and see that home. So express gratitude, be kind. If you have an appointment for a house, don't just skip it without notifying the listing agent. Maybe they drive, you're on your way and you look at it from the outside and you're like, oh, this just isn't for us. Understand that the sellers have probably, you know, left the home for a couple hours for you to see that house and make sure that you don't just skip it without letting someone know. And then don't be late when submitting your offer. So get it in on time and get it to them as quickly as possible. One last thing, when competition is fierce, stress levels are high, it's important to take a deep breath, step back. Remember that there's more than one way to go when buying a home. There's not just one home out there, and don't get yourself emotionally attached to something that you don't own. Sellers, make it memorable and keep demand high. Two words for sellers, be cool, right? When sellers are too eager, it raises red flags. They're desperate to get rid of the home. So buyers will also spook easily if sellers come across as too temperamental. I have seen that. I've seen several instances recently where buyers have walked away. They have submitted offers. They've rescinded them. They can get spooked easily. I think we're seeing another kind of transition. And so that can kind of play with the mind of buyers out there. So our properties are ripe for the picking. People can choose at leisure. What will draw them to your listing? My advice is to showcase the lifestyle of the home, create an aesthetic or an experience that will stand out in their mind. So a lot of times, you know, if someone's coming to town, they're going to look at 4, 5, 6, 8 homes maybe in a day. And what is going to make your home stick out more? You want to make sure that you are doing that. Although it may seem inconvenient for a seller in a competitive buyer's market, I advise my clients to keep showing their home even after they have an offer. Because again, you don't know through inspections and different things that can happen. Having backup offers is a huge advantage for a seller. That it keeps you in a pretty good negotiating position. A lineup of potential competitors provides peace of mind for sellers. Limits the urge for the current buyer to make outrageous demands when it comes to inspections and repairs. So agents out there, it's best to manage expectations up front. We actually had a whole conversation about this a couple weeks ago with my team about managing expectations, understanding where it is in the market, making sure that we are communicating that effectively to our clients, customers out there. And that's when disappointment sets in. It's a lot of times because of unmanaged or unmet expectations. And so a really good agent is going to help communicate that to his or her clients out there. Show them you're a champion. You're not always going to give good news to folks, but that you'll persevere. It's best to be low maintenance as much as possible and understand that we're all just part of the transaction and we're trying to move things along. So there's a little bit of advice out there for agents and buyers and sellers navigating this particularly frustrating sometimes and fast-paced market here in the upstate as we see a lot of people moving here. Well, we are My Greenville Home. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We got to take our final break, and we will be right back.
Just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on.
All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thanks for tuning in today. Really appreciate it. Of course, you can always, if you missed some of our talk with Mike Cruz at Make Greenville Yours, you can go onto our website, mygreenvillehome.com, and pull up the resources tab there and then go down to radio and TV, and you can pull up our last few shows on there in a more of a podcast type format. You can check out our show last week with Eric Watson talking about home security, talk about home improvements. We also have our kind of our blog post, our articles, content that we release there as well. We have a really good article that was just published about what happens to real estate during inflation. And I noticed earlier this week, inflation is at its highest levels. You're seeing that at the gas pump, at the grocery store, lots of things out there are just costing more. And so I read an article, quoted Warren Buffett and his thoughts on investing in real estate during in times of inflation. And you'll be very interested, I think, to read that and see what he thinks about it as an investor. looking at real estate during the times of inflation. So you can go to mygreenvillehome.com, go to resources, read that article there. I'm going to be probably chatting a little bit about that, maybe on some radio shows in the future, and maybe even on social media, doing some videos there as well, chatting through some ideas there on inflation and real estate and how you can set yourself up for the future by investing in real estate now. So another listing I want to tell you about, Hamilton & Company, is in Pelham Estates. If you know Pelham Estates, that is an awesome neighborhood right there off Pelham and Hudson Road. Huge lots. In fact, this one is almost 3/4 of an acre, listed for $385,000, 2 Queens Way. So number 2 Queens Way in Pelham Estates, full brick, very traditional home again on a large lot. Great schools. You're right down the road from Pelham Road Elementary, Greenville Middle, Eastside High. Super opportunity here to own in Pelham Estates for under $400,000. And this home's definitely got some things where you could add some value on as well and be in really good shape there. So check that out. Go to mygreenvillehome.com, type in 2 Queens Way, and check out that home. We would love to show that to you this weekend. It is just back on the market. So it was taken off temporarily for a little bit, and now we're back on the market, and put that one on this week. So as we wind up our show today, we always end with our Ask Dan segment. This is where you can submit your questions, and I will answer them on the air when it comes to real estate questions. Let's keep them to real estate. That's about all I know how to have an answer. So Carter in Easley has a question. He says, are mortgage rates expected to stay low for the foreseeable future? How long do I have to take advantage of low rates? I'll tell you, I'm kind of dumbfounded, honestly, about how the rates have remained this low for this long. I don't think any expert, 3 years ago would have told you that the rates would be this low at this time. They would always say they've got to go up. But yeah, they continue to stay very, very low, historically low. If you were to look at a graph of the average 30-year fixed rates over the past 50, 60, 70 years, we are way, way low. And I believe that we're going to see that for the foreseeable future. Well into the end of this year. We always say, you never know, they could raise. And it really is pretty amazing to see what a difference in even just 1%. So right now they're still hovering around the 3s. If we go to 4, what that does to your buying power is it greatly diminishes. I mean, just 1% really takes away a lot of the house that you can afford as those rates go up. So while I don't necessarily see them skyrocketing anytime soon, especially with the unpredictability of what the pandemic is doing with the new variants and vaccines, and are they working, are they not, all those kinds of different things. It's just very hard to predict what mortgage rates are going to do. But I don't see them going up tremendously, but I do see them floating up a little bit over time unless something on a global scale changes. And that really is, it's tied to demand. It's tied to the safe investment. And we're seeing people from around the world seeing the U.S. again and ongoing a safe and predictable place to invest and put their money. And so when they put their money in 10-year treasury, that really keeps those rates down. That's where the mortgage rate, the 30-year fixed rate, is tied to that 10-year treasury bond. So that's a good thing for you to watch. But like I said, great question, Carter. I would say that they are probably going to be going up, but not in a dramatic fashion over the next few weeks. I think a good show that we need to have coming up would be to have another lender on to kind of talk about some of the changes and things they're seeing there. The other thing is interesting. This is a little aside. But I saw a stat that of all the homes, I still hear people saying, well, I'm going to wait for the market to crash. And I just have to chuckle a little bit because there's nothing that says that's going to happen. So even if all of the homes, every home right now that's in forbearance, and there are, you know, there's a number out there. But even if all those homes were in forbearance and they were to get foreclosed on, which not going to happen. Not every home that's in forbearance is going to get foreclosed on. But even if that were to happen, that would only raise the number of homes, the inventory, by it's like 25%. I mean, it's like it's just not a big number, and that would still not satisfy a lot of the need for inventory in different places out there. So you know, people keep talking about, well, forbearance, all these homes in forbearance. Even if all of them were to go into foreclosure and come back on the market, and that takes months and months and months, we're just not going to see a crash in housing, especially here in Greenville. Still just tremendous demand, people coming here. So that's an aside. Last question today. We got about a few minutes left. Emery in Greenville says, I'm in the process of purchasing a home without a realtor. Oh, no, Emery. What are some of the questions I should be asking about the home before signing? So Emery is going it alone, purchasing a home without a realtor, and I'm assuming the other side, the seller, does not have a realtor. I would hope not, because then you're really at a huge disadvantage not having, you know, so and again, it depends on your level of experience, how many homes you've bought before, but I'm judging by this question that you have not bought a home prior, so you are really going in without experience and trying to figure out the questions that you should be asking about the home. Number one, you need to get a seller's disclosure statement. That is required by the state. And a lot of times, again, if you're buying for sale by owner and they're selling for sale by owner and you don't have an agent involved, neither party knows that there are some specific requirements for disclosure, and that the state requires every transaction of a home less than four units to have a disclosure statement signed by the sellers and also acknowledged and signed by the buyers. That is a state law. It's required. So that would be the first question, Emery, is can I have the seller's disclosure statement? And further, you would also want to ask if there have been any insurance claims on the property while they have owned it. If you have a favorite insurance provider, they can provide you what's called a clear report and verify that information. So that would be another really good thing to ask during the home purchasing process. And of course, you always want to get a home inspection. So that'd be number three, Emery, of questions you should be asking. This is not so much a question, but it's really just a piece of advice, is to make sure that you get a home inspection. So you want to get a general inspection. There are certain neighborhoods in Greenville where we recommend certain areas, parts of town. We also recommend a radon test, and that is to make sure that there are not elevated levels of radon, which can cause lung cancer. Sometimes there's mold that comes up as well. And then you also want what's called a CL100, and that is a moisture, a wood infestation report, checking for active termites and for any water issues, moisture, elevated moisture in the crawl space or in the basement of a home. You see a lot of that in the upstate. So how would you say, wow, good luck with that, but definitely. And then, of course, having a contract, understanding what goes into a contract, all those kinds of things. If you're just absolutely committed to not having a realtor, then I would definitely run that by an attorney. They're going to charge you probably to help you with that. But definitely don't enter into a contract without understanding all the ins and outs, the earnest money, what happens to earnest money if there's a dispute, what are your rights as the buyer, all those kinds of things. So good question. I'm glad you're asking, and I really hope that you connect with an agent. There are agents out there as well, and we do this from time to time where if someone says, you know what, there's a house that's for sale by owner, I just need help with the contract, with the inspection process. Can I engage you to do that just on a kind of a fee basis? When we do that, and sometimes we help folks that, in fact, we had a family come to us a few years ago. They were inherited a property, several siblings, and then one of the family members ended up wanting to buy it. So they said, hey, can you just help us with this process, make sure we're doing it correctly, above board, fair to all parties? And so we did that. And so contact a great agent that can just help you through that process. And it definitely is going to be helpful for you. So that is about it for our time today. Thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to My Greenville Home. We had a great show today talking about Greenville, what's driving the growth of Greenville, who's coming. We always appreciate Mike Cruz coming on, chatting about that, and giving us some great insight based on his experience of about 6 tours a week of people coming to Greenville. If you want to connect with him, go to makegreenvilleyours.com. If you'd love to connect with us, we'd like to do that. You can reach out at 864-527-7685 or mygreenvillehome.com. We're here all the time and would love to help you with your real estate needs here in the upstate of South Carolina. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We will see you next week. You can listen to My Greenville Home, and we'll see you next week.